Sue family and friends scattered along Ashmun Street at 7 p.m. yesterday evening to pay homage to the country's fallen veterans in a Memorial Day parade and ceremony hosted by VFW Post 3676. The parade of veterans, bikers, fire trucks, city commissioners, police and more headed north on Ashmun before turning at Maple en route to Bingham Street. They finished in front of the courthouse lawn. Everyone gathered around I-500 Forever Queen Danielle Patingalo, singing the American National Anthem. After, Kathy Harris led the gathering in prayer. Guest speaker, Honorable Judge James P. Lambrose, took to the podium. "Our freedom has been paid for by the sacrifices of our heroes in military service," Lambrose said. "The caliber of our military men and women is nothing short of inspirational." He recited the United States Military Oath of Enlistment spoken and promised by all military service members. "I, name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God." "It is the pledge of their lives to the United States of America," said Lambrose. "To this day, it forms a bedrock of what we stand for, and willing to fight for. We are here today to pay tribute to those who freely took the oath, and ultimately gave their lives. We owe it to those in service who died, and to the loved ones they left behind." The Honor Guard paid homage, and guarded the nation's flag throughout the ceremony. Wreaths were placed around the memorial to commemorate the following: Gold Star Mothers, Blue Star Mothers, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Persian Gulf War, Global War on Terror, VFW Post 3676, VFW Auxiliary, American Legion Post No. 3, American Legion Auxiliary, Disabled American Veterans, Vietnam Veterans of America, Never Forgotten and Royal Canadian Legion. VFW Post Commander David Pierce organized the Memorial Day Parade, and was pleased with the turnout.